Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Madison and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, why is inventory necessary? I could have really started this by saying, hi, I'm a victim, and let me tell you all about why. And I guess that's what inventory showed me. I got to a point where I had a sponsor. He was taking me through the process that he was taken through, the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, or the actions of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And we got to inventory. And by this time, I had been shown a little bit about AA, and then I drank again. And then I came back to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I tried a few more meetings, and I tried a couple more suggestions, and then I drank again. And the most amount of time that I could get up before I wrote any inventory of any description was 4 months, and that was only once. Sometimes I drank after a week in AA, sometimes I drank after a couple of days, but my experience told me that I didn't have the tools to stop drinking indefinitely, that I was always going to pick up another drink, and I couldn't necessarily see it coming. I was a victim of everyone else and everything else in my life, and it never once occurred to me that perhaps that perspective or that perception was wrong. And inventory taught me that perhaps I was wrong, or more specifically, my thinking was in fact wrong and still can be 6.5 years later, sober in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was given the privilege and the opportunity to write inventory and start seeing where my thinking started to lead me astray in life. I was taken through a very particular way of doing it, which I won't get into because that wasn't the question that was asked of me. But I was told that if sometimes I can see a drink coming and I drink anyway, after having made a promise that I was never going to drink again, or in those rare occasions where I didn't see a drink coming and I definitely couldn't think my way out of that, I knew that something needed to change, and it wasn't going to be just hyper-focusing on the fact that I cannot or will not drink under any circumstances, because that didn't work for someone like me. So I started with the suggestion at hand, and that was to write inventory. And when I wrote that inventory and shared that inventory, something happened in my life. I didn't have another drink. I haven't had another drink since my first bout of physically writing inventory. I was told that if my thinking is wrong, then a process that has worked for many, many people before me may be the solution to that very same thinking problem. My relationship with alcohol when I first came to Alcoholics Anonymous was very different to the relationship I have today. I was insane where alcohol was concerned, because under all circumstances, I went back to that drink time and time again, no matter whether I knew the consequences of having that one drink or whether those consequences didn't occur to me at all. I didn't have the solution to stop drinking. Going back to the very particular question that was asked, why is inventory necessary? Because I needed a perspective change. I needed my relationship, or what it was, with alcohol to change. And I needed a means to an end, because that's for me what inventory really was. It was the beginning of something, or a foundation of a process, the action part of the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, that was going to lead me through to more action. And I might leave it there. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.